Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. People of Turkey's capital, Ankara, marked the defeat of a coup attempt last year with a march early today. Mosques across Turkey simultaneously recited a verse inviting Muslims to the streets. Abdullah Turgut was among them. He said, "Our country passed through some difficult days. We survived the coup attempt, thanks to God, but still there is some worry amongst our people." Turkey blames the U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the July 15 coup attempt last year, but he denies the allegations. More than 50,000 people have been arrested, some 100,000 public employees fired for alleged links to Gulen and other extremist groups. At least 8 people were killed in a stampede that caused a wall to collapse in a soccer stadium in the Senegalese capital, Dakar. The APS news agency reporting the stampede broke out following clashes at the end of a match. Police fired tear gas at clashing supporters from both teams and panic spread across the stadium. News reports indicating 49 others were seriously injured. Chinese dissident and Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo's ashes have been scattered at sea. China's best-known human rights prisoner died Thursday at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. He had spent the last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience. China has lodged complaints with the United Nations and others over criticism for the handling of Liu's death. This is VOA News. France's Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian has expressed some concern about the deterioration of relations between Qatar and its Arab neighbors, and urged all sides to find a way to end the diplomatic standoff. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt accuse Qatar of supporting terrorism, Doha denying the charge. United Nations envoy to Syria has extended and ended the last round of peace talks in Geneva. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Staffan de Mistura said progress was made, but no breakthroughs. He also said there was an increase in mutual trust between the different Syrian opposition groups, and the government was willing to keep engaging the UN in future peace talks.
They have identified quite a lot of broad areas of possible common approach. In addition to this technical agreement and progress, I would say, there have been a genuine effort among them to build something they didn't have before, trust. Mutual trust. I would have not imagined 2 months ago that they would have been sitting in such an intensive and constructive way together.
De Mistura said he planned to convene an 8th round of indirect peace talks in early September. President Trump apparently has dismissed new accounts of the latest revelations about a meeting between members of the Trump presidential campaign and a Russian lawyer. He tweeted that stock valuations continue to decline despite media coverage of these new events. 2 Russian Americans, including Rinat Akhmetshin, were identified by news outlets as having accompanied the Russian lawyer to the meeting at which the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., said he had been promised information about Mr. Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton. Rinat Akhmetshin spoke with Associated Press reporter Desmond Butler.
The big question throughout this investigation was there actual collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government? Here we have an instance where Donald Trump Jr. and other campaign officials, including the campaign manager at that time, Paul Manafort, and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, took a meeting on the basis of a Russian lawyer who they were told wanted to provide information that could be damaging to the Clinton campaign.
Akhmetshin was among 2 named in an April 2017 complaint by the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee examining the question of possible collusion between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.